Hello, thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Daniel.
Hey, this is Danielle. Thanks for joining us as we talk about the message from Sunday, pastor titled it, Live It Up.
Live It Up.
And it was titled that because we were talking about the ascension of Christ. It was on the church calendar, Ascension Sunday. Mm-hmm. And if you grew up maybe Catholic or Lutheran, the church calendar might be more familiar. If you didn't grow up in a liturgical church, all that means is that every year, the church historically for hundreds of years has, like we have regular holidays, they have holidays that they recognize and follow the life of Christ and the life of the church. Mm-hmm. And as I've grown and studied, I've come to really appreciate the calendar, because the church calendar, because to me, it brings redemption to our time. It's, when I think about it, it's like this overarching beauty and meaningfulness and intentionality to our year that, like, no matter what stress is happening in our day-to-day calendar, there's this purpose of God that we can remember and walk in. And so you might have heard of like Advent or Lent, and obviously Christmas and Easter, those are things on the church calendar, but so is Ascension Sunday, the day that we remember every year about when it was that Christ ascended into heaven. And it was when, it's at the beginning of the book of Acts in chapter 1, after he had resurrected and he was on the earth for a while. And he was with his disciples, and he gave them some last commands and some last words, and then he ascended into heaven, and there were some angels there. And I love that Pastor asked this on Sunday. He said, what does the ascension mean, and what does it mean for our lives? And he said, the ascension of Jesus is significant and important to the church calendar and to in our lives today. And we can live our life with a heavenly perspective, a heavenly promise, and a heavenly power. And there's lots of reasons why this is meaningful. It's not just a scripture story. It's not like, right, you know, it's going to be one of the last ones in all of the gospels of the Bible, like kids' storybooks where mm-hmm. Jesus is up in the clouds. But it isn't something that just happened. It's something that still happens and has consequences in yeah. our life. In that moment, there was the astonishment of the people. And Pastor asked this, has our concept of Jesus become inadequate? And because of distraction, we fail to look up. Obviously, when we... He's not talking about if we look up in the sky, we're going to see Jesus
right.
ascending into mm-hmm. heaven. If we look up and see Jesus in the clouds, he'll be coming to get us. Yep. but to look up, Colossians says, set your heart onto things above to get a heavenly perspective, that we get so distracted and really just occupied and busy by our life that we forget that there's this whole thing that the Lord has done and is doing, and this kingdom that he's building and this universe that he's created. And so we have to be amazed and look up, even if we're carrying burdens.
Yep.
We have to, you know, lift up our head far enough to see them, or set them down long enough so that we can look up. And sometimes for me, that just means, like today, I just had to like walk away and go in a quiet room for a few minutes and just be like, okay, Jesus, I'm just going to breathe and think and remember. We have to look up. And then also there was the pronouncement of the angels, and the same Jesus that they saw going into heaven is going to return for us one day. And that's so good. And he talked about in here, Titus 2:12, how the grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness. It's just this incredible verse, this promise that the grace of God helps us to live holy. It doesn't just forgive us, but helps us to live holy. And then the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, that he doesn't leave us powerless, but he's gone to heaven and he sent his Holy Spirit. That's coming up next in about 8-10 days, the day of Pentecost, so we'll remember.
Another very important date on the church
on the
calendar.
But yeah. He, at that time, it was 10 days between the ascension and in the day of Pentecost. But we now, we have the Holy Spirit. He's given us the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, to be our teacher, to be our helper. And so I love so much that this Bible story has such real consequences on our daily life. So what were you thinking about?
Well, he started the whole thing with, you know, imagine what the people were thinking.
I know.
Watching Jesus ascend. Like today we're used to seeing computer graphics and illusionists and things like that. But to see a person levitate and disappear in the clouds, it just reminded me that these events recorded in scripture happened.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I forget that they're not just stories. That these are actual events.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it like watching that happen? And chances are the name of Jesus was well known in the area at the time. But, if someone's a couple miles away, they're going to see this.
I know, I was thinking about that too.
Floating object. Oh, did you see that? You know. And right. let the trueness of its reality impact me today, because it really happened. It mm-hmm. happened. And I can still have awe at that happening. You know, maybe not the same as physically seeing it, because I think that would be quite literally jaw-dropping.
Mm-hmm.
But I can have a reverence and a respect and an appreciation for it, and it can impact who I am today and how I live today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been thinking about.
That's good.
What about you?
Yeah, I actually had the same thought when Pastor was talking, and he is, if you haven't listened to it, is such a good message, and he was describing like what Jesus was going through and the kind of in the sky and in the atmosphere. And I was thinking about people in the area. They look up and, you know, they didn't have newspapers.
Right.
Pre-printing press. But like, what would the newspaper have said? And what just like Jesus just, he caused a commotion like over and over again.
Yeah.
But that wasn't his aim. You know, our aim as his followers shouldn't be to just cause a commotion and to be disgruntled.
Amen. That's good.
His aim, because sometimes I think it's like we have to take a stand against this and we have to take a stand against that. Jesus didn't really take stands against things, except for the religious judgment of the Pharisees. Yeah. That's the only thing that comes to mind. He would tell people when he was in relationship or in conversation with them, he would release them from sin and, you know, challenge them to not sin anymore. But he wasn't protesting the Roman Empire. He wasn't campaigning for a different emperor.
Right.
I'm not saying we shouldn't be involved in politics because some of his disciples were.
Yep.
I'm just saying, like, Jesus kept the main thing, and I think it's just all of these are questions worth asking ourselves. Like, we can build the kingdom of God by working in politics, and we can think we're building the kingdom of God by working in politics, but not. And I don't want to get in trouble for saying this, but, like, we just need to ask ourselves, like, is this thing I'm doing building the actual kingdom of God that mm-hmm. Jesus came for and died for and rose again for and ascended for? Or is this something that I just think is the kingdom of God?
Yeah. And is it distracting from the main thing?
Because the disciples were distracted from the main thing.
Yep.
They
went back to fishing and they...
Yeah, and even then it was like, will you now restore the kingdom? Yeah, like, will you now? Because if
will you now overthrow? Will you now?
Right. The Romans had conquered Israel, and they were living under oppression and heavy taxes and not a lot of freedom. And after all of it, they still thought, oh, okay, is this when you, like, defeat the Romans? And Jesus was so kind in his goodness and his patience to us because, you know, we don't understand everything. But it wasn't about, I guess it wasn't about the politics. He can work in politics and he can, you know, call people into that and work through that. But that wasn't what he came for.
Seeking to save the lost.
Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about politics when we started this. But
that's how conversations go.
Yeah. What he came for was to seek and save us and to bring us back to him. And he said the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy.
Amen. Amen to that.
So where are we looking?
Yeah.
Are we looking at?
Yeah. Let's look up.
Good.
Let's pray.
Okay.
God, we thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you that we can look up in hope. We can look up and see the Son of God. We thank you that righteousness, peace, joy are the things that we can offer people because of Christ. We thank you for those incredible gifts. And we thank you for this new week. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at bethelchristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.